April 17th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I have more to say about what is happening in your nation politically. Righteousness is being swept under the rug of those who were elected to office by illicit means. The dismantling of democracy, the disregard for the Constitution, plays into the hands of a one-world order. Your nation's government was instituted in such a way so as to be protected from a dictatorship. It is gradually and without circumstances collapsing into a third-world country, easily controlled by nefarious powers. Complicit with this effort is the news media, which concentrates on untruth and redirects concerns and energies towards the errors which will weaken the efforts of those living in the truth. I am calling my children back into the truth of my commandments. With respect, obey them, for they are your salvation. If you would allow me to lead you through my commandments, the hidden would be brought to light and exposed. Do not be afraid to support the truth. Be stalwart in your efforts. Do not allow evil sources to undermine the truth by promoting cries of prejudice and racism. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, 14 through 16, and 22 through 26. Remind them of this and charge them before the Lord to avoid disputing about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Avoid such godless chatter, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness. So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid, senseless controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, forbearing, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.